Mary, M-A-R-Y, Shield, S-H-I-E-L-D-S. Date of birth is 7/16/1953. Patient is a 72-year-old woman who was seen today for face-to-face evaluation. This face-to-face will be shared with the hospice medical director. She is currently on hospice with history of cerebral infarction. History of congestive heart failure, COPD, atrial fibrillation, type 2 diabetes, and hypertension. Patient has had numerous visits to the emergency room, secondary to headache. Patient's family states that they prescribed Furoset for her for pain, but they have not been able to get that filled because of insurance reasons. I'm going to share the copy of this face-to-face with the hospice medical director so we can provide her with the Furoset under her hospice diagnosis related to her CVA to relieve her pain, period. Patient lives with her son. She has three children. She's a smoker. She gets short of breath with activity. She needs help with ADL. She has a PPS of 50%. She has a dysarthric speech. She's staying in bed at least 10 to 12 hours a day. Decreased appetite. Patient was counseled regarding her smoking use and the fact that it makes her shortness of breath worse. She also suffers from kidney disease. Her LMAC is at 27.5 centimeter. She has lost at least 5 or 6 pounds per family. She has dizziness, diplopia. She continues to have functional decline. She has difficulty swallowing from time to time, causing putting her at a high risk for aspiration pneumonia. Her blood pressure today was 139/59 with a pulse of 85, or two sats 97%. Patient has oxygen available to her, given shortness of breath with activity and severe fatigue. Patient also has cognitive decline, which puts her at an FASD score of 6E. Did I say she's bowel and bladder incontinent? Please put that in there if I didn't say that. Also has ADL dependency. patient is kept at a 45-degree angle to reduce the chances of aspiration. Let's see if there's anything else I'd like to say about her. I think that's it for her. Given patient's continued decline, patient continues to remain hospice appropriate and most likely has less than 6 months to live. Thank you.